This is episode 64 of the After Gambling Podcast. And in this episode, we'll talk about whether addiction is a disease and all the stuff that gets unpacked with that. Hey there, and welcome to an impromptu episode of the After Gambling Podcast. My name is Jamie. I'm a former problem gambler. Now I haven't gambled in 10 years, almost 10 years. And I do this little podcast, and this morning I'm recording this. It's about 7 a.m. Woke up, was doing a Twitter scroll, and came across a really interesting question in my feed, and it's from an account called Birth of Clarity. It's Birth of Clarity. I'll tag them in here on Twitter. You can find them. It's a great follow, awesome follow with lots of good information, lots of good insight, and really kind of thought-provoking. And this morning was no different. And on Twitter, they had posted, "Do you believe addiction is a disease? We'd love to hear your thoughts." And this was a question posted by one of their followers, and they tagged them in. And the survey questions, first of all, were yes, no, it's linked to genetics, and it's a mindset problem. Now, as I said in my tweet back, hey, there's so many things going on in the survey, and I would have had probably 30 different responses on Twitter. It would have been one of those epic threads. But I said, you know what? It'll be a whole lot easier. Just come down, record this, post it. That way it can kind of expand on some of these thoughts and give some clarity because, when you try and do that on Twitter, it never ceases to amaze me that you talk about one thing and then people bring in 10 different things, which you just don't have the time or space or context. And that's the biggest thing is context to describe what you're actually talking about. So first of all, talking about the whether addiction is a disease for me at this point, and actually let me back up, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to edit this one too much, but this is a process that, as the individual said, that they've been thinking about quite a bit. And I know I'd been going through this process over the last 10 years, and I've gone in and out of different beliefs. So whatever you believe at this point, it's fine. Like whatever's working for you, continue using it. And if you have no interest in hearing a different opinion, then by all means, turn this off right now. And just kind of continue to go with what's working for you because that's what matters most. Just making sure that whatever today is working for you continues to work. Now, I do think it's important to consider some of these things because there may be a time down the road where you start to think about some of these things and you start to question them. And if you do, then I think it's good to have some different insight or some additional kind of viewpoints on this topic because then you can draw upon those and say, okay, well, maybe I see that now. Or maybe that thought that I used to have, I don't agree with. And that's been me. I will say up front, I've had every opinion possible on this topic, wide ranging, different beliefs at different times. But the beauty is, no matter what my belief was, it's still not a good idea to gamble. So whatever your addiction is, these questions, I think, help us put some context and understanding around why we did what we did or to understand how not to do it again. And that is extremely important. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that if one of these things in your mind, if it switches, that going back is a good thing and is a good option. So as I said on the first one of, do I believe addiction is a disease? And for this one, I just turn to good old Merriam-Webster's dictionary to understand what addiction is. And right here from Google in the dictionary, it says, disease is a disorder of structure or function in a human, animal, or plant, especially one that produces specific signs or symptoms or that affects a specific location is not simply a direct result of physical injury. So we start off with that first part, a disorder of structure or function in a human. Well, look, this is where I think we start to conflate a lot of different things, but disease is just simply that, hey, something's not working right, right? There's a disorder of structure or function in a human. That's what a disease is. And I think we've kind of connected these other thoughts and feelings around what a disease is and kind of connect those things when those dots don't necessarily add up to what it truly is from a definition point of view. So when we say, hey, it's a disease, that doesn't mean that a disease connects to genetics. And I think that's one of those places where a lot of people go, and that's just simply not true based on the definition. It could be true, but it doesn't have to always be true. Sometimes it could be. Genetics can be a disorder that affects a human. But a disease is that broader one. It's not a specific. So in my view, I mean, whether it's a disease, I mean, and that's, I think it comes up because in AA and GA, you say, hey, this is a disease that we have. And I know a lot of people don't like that term because they feel like it's something that somebody did to themselves. But even if you did it to yourself, it's still, hey, you have a disorder of structure or function. Now, it's just whether it's kind of rooted in mental thought. But I mean, a mental thought, that's disease, just in not functioning well. So this one is the easy question to ask. So let's get that one out of the way. Then the survey had several things mixed in, and ideally these would be, like I say, separate, I think, and it would give a lot more structure to it. But I understand Twitter and the limitations, and you got to get all this stuff out. And hey, this created this thought-provoking episode that I'm doing here. And so it was really good to have these things mixed in. But is it linked to genetics? And that was one that so far is kind of not leading in the polls. But this is one of those common things, and I'm not going to get into this. I don't study it. I'm just going to speak from my personal experience and my observational experience of observing so many people over the years. And I don't know. The answer to this one, I don't know, right? And that's, I go this place. That's, I do say, and I've probably said on the podcast before, people always say, hey, genetics or addiction runs in our family. And I've made the comment, addiction runs in almost every family. It's just a matter of, are you addicted to work or school or drugs or alcohol or whatever it is? There's so many different forms of addiction. I had struggled to believe that there's a group of humans that are a family that don't have some kind of addiction in their family. So is addiction linked to genetics? I don't know. But I do know from environment stuff. I mean, we're all impacted by our environment, whether it's a teacher, a parent, a sibling, a friend. All those things make up the fabric of our lives. That stuff I know for fact, right? We're shaped by the views that our parents have and the views that our teachers have and the views that influential people that we're around have on our lives. And the hope is that all those people only inflict all the positive stuff. But that's just not a reality. I mean, the reality is we all are kind of projecting our thoughts, our fears, our insecurities. All those things get projected out and picked up by other people. It's just part of the human experience. And while we try to do our best as parents, and hey, I'm a parent. I have a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old. And I try to do my best. And I know, even in trying to do my best, that I'm messing them up in certain ways. I'm interjecting my background, my experiences, my views on the world, on them. And they're all I'm trying to do the best I can on those. But it's bound to happen where some of those things are going to rub off and have negative side effects. And so this is one of those things that I think from just kind of a parent's point of view, would it be great if I could say, hey, if they have addiction issues, it's just a genetic thing. It's something that, hey, I'm sorry, but we passed down and I didn't have any input on that. That would definitely be the easier path for me. It would be more comforting for me. And I think a lot of times that story is one that it's a story of comfort. And I think there's a lot of good that can come out of that to help somebody get out of addiction or through these really tough times. Because when you're in the middle of this, we all know you don't need other things piling up. And so that's why I think early on, even for me, it was really helpful to look at it as, hey, this is just something that is genetic. It's something that runs in our family or it runs in families. And you kind of see these different addictions of different types. People paying a lot of attention to things, whether it's work, like I said, or school or whatever the case may be. Oh yeah, we have addictive personalities. But when you really unpack that, you can just say, hey, we have these worldviews that we're going to work hard and we're not going to let other people get ahead by outworking us. And we're going to do our best. And all these little things just kind of add up into shaping this environment that's around us from birth. And that's the thing. I mean, I know they've tried to do studies where you have identical twins that live in separate homes to try and, I guess, pull out whether it's genetics or what's environment. But that's such a one-off. And even within that, I mean, there's so many different factors that come into play. The moment that a baby is born at a hospital, and depending on which room they go to, they get wheeled to, and who the people are in there, and what their background and what their experiences are, those kids' lives go in completely different directions. Not because the kids, but just because the environment around them. And that's just a reality that I don't think it's impossible for me to figure out how we can separate that to make this decision. Okay, what's environment? What's genetics? Because it's all from day one, you have environment impacting you. And as I said earlier, it's not that the environment's trying to do things in a negative way. In fact, I think a lot of times, the more that we try to do these positive things and that result in positive outcomes, sometimes we just have unintended side effects, that things go a little astray and we have to rework it and rewire things down the road to understand, okay, hey, that thought that we had back there is not going to be useful in this specific part of our lives. And then finally, the last piece that was on the poll was about, is it a mindset problem? And this is one that I think this really hits at all the Mark Manson books, which is our perception is just that. It's our perception. We can choose to have whatever view we want. Even on this topic, this is a great topic, in fact, that we can have any view we want on this topic. Just understanding that, hey, whatever it is, that's our view on it. And whatever works for us is great. And it doesn't really matter. I mean, this podcast isn't designed to answer this and win this debate. It's designed to share my point of view, to hopefully help you kind of form a point of view that works for you. Because whatever your perspective is, I want, and personally, I want this thing to be something that's freeing for you, that helps you grow, helps you develop, and mostly makes you resilient. I want people that are resilient, because resilience goes above addiction. I mean, now all of a sudden, now you're not only just not doing the thing, you're actively doing things that make it really hard for that addiction to ever get back in and to ever impact you. Because now you have all these different lines of defenses. That's why, I mean, just kind of the whole willpower is not enough. It just isn't. I mean, you have to have these different things in place, or you don't have to. I mean, people do. I'm sure people go decades using just willpower. I've seen it. And to be honest, I struggle when I see it, because I'm thinking, man, there's still so much risk there. And you see these people and they're still struggling because they're relying on just one thing. And that's why I think for me, I know that the more things I get in place, the easier it's become. I've often said, everybody says when they email me, hey, thanks for doing this. Like, you have no idea how much it's helped me. And my patented response is, thank you. And you don't know how much it has helped me to help you. It's one of those things that it's just become another thing that frees me up. And the more things that we add, these barriers in place, and just kind of these additional insights and views and thoughts, it just helps us to grow. And all of these things are just further just kind of strengthening that mental muscle. So is it mindset? Absolutely. It's mindset. It's a huge part of it. If it was truly genetics, it would be really hard to just flip the switch. And you see so many cases, myself especially, where you just flip a switch and it's like on July 14th, I'm a gambling addict. July 15th, I get caught, and from then on, never gamble again. Genetics, just, it would be a lot more difficult, I feel like, if it was truly a genetic thing. Not that maybe genetics don't play some role, maybe they do, but there are so many environmental things that I can trace and I can identify and say, hey, that mindset that really helped me as a golfer, that really helped me as a businessman, really made it really difficult for me in addiction. And I had to rethink those things and understand that those things could cut both ways. They could be positive and they could be negative in my life. So if we do change our mindset, change our views, and along with changing mindset, changing our environments. I mean, sometimes we just have to get away from people. I know that was when I was driving home from Indiana, I was calling people that I would play poker with and say, hey, not playing anymore. I changed my environment. I changed all those things. And as the more things changed, the easier everything became. So hopefully this was insightful. Hopefully the audio is going to come through okay. And I'm not going to edit this too much because I just want to get it out. Working from home. I always work from home, but now I got more people around. So I'm trying to do this a little quietly. It's early morning, try not to wake people up. So hopefully this works out and get this out to you. And I'll continue to kind of post some new stuff, have some ideas for the coming weeks, trying to get back on a schedule because this whole COVID-19 thing has gotten us all out of whack. I was just starting to get back in a little bit of a rhythm, and then this kind of came in and hit, and it's disrupted my schedule. I'm sure it's disrupted your schedule, and it's just more the reason to be resilient, right? Because whatever your addiction is, times like this, man, they would hit us hard, because it would be that reason, that excuse to say, you know what, well, I mean, if all this stuff's going on, then why shouldn't I just do this thing? But the reality is, we know that that's not true, that it ends poorly. It always ends poorly. And so to know the whole story, to know that just that one little time or whatever, or making some excuse because of global pandemic, it's going to end poorly. We know it. And why not just rise above it? And as Bertha Clarity always says, look, all these things, these addictions, those are the things that keep us trapped. So definitely, like I said, follow him and subscribe to his account. It's got great stuff there. It's been cool to see that account grow. And yeah, be resilient. Be nice to people. This is a tough time. Give everybody, as I've been saying, give them some space and grace. We all need a little bit more space and a whole lot more grace right now as we deal with each other in tighter quarters. But when we come through this, and we're definitely going to come through this, let's just kind of continue on some of these things. Being kinder to people, giving some people more space, and also appreciating all the things that we have. Because we are so lucky to live in this day and age. I would not want to live in any other time, even now, with this global pandemic going on. I wouldn't want to live any other time. I mean, look, I'm here. I was able to read a thought that helped me this morning at 7 a.m. Now I'm looking at my screen. It's 7:27. I'm wrapping this thing up. I'm going to be able to share this with people around the world. Hopefully it helps them as well to get through this tough time. But also to kind of put some more clarity around this question of, is an addiction a disease, or is it genetic, or is it just a mental exercise of just reframing your mind? So hope this helps. As always, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a therapist, I'm not any of those things with letters before or after my name. So please seek out professional help. You definitely deserve it. And there are so many different things with teleconferencing now, whether it's your doctor or your therapist, you should be able to still continue to check out those things. I know we've gone to Zoom meetings for our local GA meeting, which has been cool. So with all this constraint, you have some really cool innovation and opportunity to change how things are done, to just kind of keep going, push forward. That's what we need to do. So I appreciate you listening, and I will see you in the next episode.